Eating or drinking in a cemetery and entering food into a cemetery, is doing so allowed? You went for a yard site of a relative and you're all gathered together near the grave. May you eat or drink something while there? So it's a clear ruling in Shulchan Aruch in Yeredeya chapter 368 Halacha 1 based on Rishonim that it's forbidden to eat or drink inside of a cemetery. And there are two reasons offered for this. One reason is because is considered belittling to the dead, to eat near a dead person. Other Paiskim say the reason is because a cemetery is forbidden in benefit, and eating or drinking is a benefit. This Isser applies even if you don't have to say a bracha, such as you set a bracha on the water or the food before you enter the cemetery. And you therefore don't have to say a bracha anymore when you eat or drink inside the cemetery. The Isser is not because of the bracha, but because of the actual act of eating and drinking. However, regarding if one may enter food or drink into the cemetery without eating or drinking, there is no source for any prohibition whatsoever. And even if one went ahead and entered food or drink to the cemetery, it doesn't make it impure, it doesn't make the food tame, and you are allowed to continue to eat and drink it once you leave the cemetery. When one is inside the cemetery, he is not allowed to eat or drink, even if he is a distance of 4 amas from the actual grave. As we view the entire cemetery as a place meyuchad l'meisim, a place designated for the dead, and the above prohibitions would apply. And therefore, if somebody wants to eat and drink, he would have to go outside of the area where people are buried in order to be able to eat and drink. Regarding kivrei tzaddikim, may one eat or drink near the kever of a tzaddik? Why should the kever of a tzaddik be any different than any other Jew? Well, you see, we find certain leniencies associated in Hilchas, Beis HaKvaris, Beis HaChaim, regarding the resting place of a tzaddik, such as that it is a custom to daven, to learn Torah, to say Tehillim, etc. near the kever of a tzaddik, which in general is not allowed due to the Isser of Laig L'Rosh. So the question is, do we apply any leniency towards eating and drinking when you're by the kever of a tzaddik? So if the kever is near other Kvares, is near other graves, such as it's in a real cemetery, then obviously, irrelevant to whether you can or can't buy the tzaddik, you can't eat or drink because you're in a cemetery and there's other graves that are around. So the question would only be applicable when you're in a lone grave of a tzaddik that's not in a cemetery. So regarding this matter, it would seemingly depend on the reason for why it is prohibited to eat and drink next to the grave inside a cemetery. If the reason is because it belittles the dead, maybe we can say that by tzaddikim it doesn't belittle them. But if the reason is because it's forbidden to benefit from a cemetery, from a grave, so maybe you can't eat and drink near the grave. Practically, this matter requires further analysis, but as it says, Puk Chazi Maya Madabar, go see what the nation does. One can vividly see that by Kivrit Tzaddikim here in Eretz Yisrael, they do not abstain from bringing food and drink inside the kever of the tzaddik and eating and drinking there. One can also perhaps suggest that the Isser is only inside of a cemetery, but a lone grave does not have that prohibition of eating and drinking near it.